The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy Boxing Day to those who celebrate. Welcome in. It's Sabres Live, post-Christmas edition with Marty. I'm Brian. How are you, my friend, MB43?
I'm great. Everybody's going to be like, what the hell is that sound coming out of Marty right now? I sound like, well, I won't say crap. I'll say I sound awful, although I did say crap. But anyway, I sound awful. I don't know what happened. It was it's not like I overtalked. It's not like I overdrank. It's not like I did anything. It just, the voice disappeared. So I'll recover. I'll be fine. But it was a lot worse yesterday. Today, I sound so much better.
You're prompting me with a multiple choice question to our audience.
This or that to start the show?
Did Marty actually overdrink, overtalk, overplow?
Oh.
None of the above.
None of the above. I'll tell you this. Because I've got some older teenagers now, we did have pass around like special drinks. Like, so my daughter came back from South Africa. She brought back a couple of bottles of, nice liquor that they had over there. So we all kind of like would try different South African, drinks and stuff like that. There was a nice bar set up. You know, my nieces and everybody was over. So it was great. They're all older. They're all in their 20s. And, they probably had a lot more fun than I did. But I don't know. Somehow my voice just decided to go, but I was having a good time. I was having fun, mm-hmm. But just my one tool that I got to keep went away.
I don't think you're a one tool guy, so I think you're going to get past this regardless.
I lost the toolbox. I don't know where the toolbox is, so that's the problem.
If we need to fill, I spent an inordinate amount of time yesterday going through maybe everything I felt like I had missed in the days leading up to Christmas,
Oh, wow.
Trying to make sure I was up to speed on everybody. And obviously, most importantly, it's where do you go from here from a Sabre standpoint?
Yes.
What are you up against on this road trip, which will follow tomorrow's final home game of 2024? And that is against Chicago. And it's not our broadcast, other than WGR Sports
ESPN
Radio 550.
Too. Yes,
right. The Deuce.
The Deuce.
Yes.
Not the Ocho. No. The Deuce.
This is a Chicago team that is, and this was mildly amusing when I read an article. This was the quote. They're a respectable 4-5 under interim coach Anders Sorensen. Okay. If you prorate 4-5, over the course of a year, you're going to be 15 games under 500 at least, which is not particularly respectable, right?
No.
So careful with the math here.
That's 67 points at the end of the year. That puts you in a very, very high potential lottery pick.
Correct. Now, they have had better numbers individually from Connor Bedard, Taylor Hall, Tyler Bertuzzi, Ilya Mikheyev, yeah. And somewhat counter to what Buffalo has been up against lately, the Hawks have great special teams. Mm-hmm. They're just not, they haven't had the balance and the depth at 5-on-5. But, I mean, they're 10th on the power play, 4th on the penalty kill. So this is completely opposite of what they've been up against with the Islanders and Bruins of late. So not to get too far into it, because that's what tomorrow's going to be for, but just in a tiny little window here, last game before the break and first game coming out of it, what do you think Buffalo's going to look like tomorrow now that they've shed the streak and that they don't, you know, this is Chicago. This is a different Chicago, but I don't want them to be looking past this, obviously.
No, you can't. And I know the road trip coming up is going to be a big one for the Sabres as they go to St. Louis, Dallas, Colorado, and Vegas before coming back home and playing Washington, which has been a hot team in the Eastern Conference especially. But you have a chance to say, hey, let's get a win and let's move on. Like, Chicago doesn't score a ton. Yes, they've been a little bit better off lately. Bedard has played better. You mentioned the guys that have performed a little bit better. But they still don't score a ton at 5-on-5. The Sabres scored seven in their last game in Long Island. That was great. The offense busted out. But it cannot be a one-off. You need to go back and score 4 or score 5 again. You need to develop that it's every night that the offense is clicking. Yes, it was, you know, Jack Quinn, and it was Benson, and it was Yuri Kulik, and it was those guys. Awesome. Let's bring Thompson and talk along with the party here. It has to start tomorrow night against Chicago, and it has to continue on the road.
Speaking of Thompson and Tuck, what's your level of, concern's probably too strong a word, but just for them to find their rhythm offense, like Thompson got his 1st and 6 with an empty netter with just under 10 minutes to go. Tuck has 4 points in the last 14 games, I think.
Yes.
So, you know, this is based on how much they have relied on these two in the past. This is a big thing. And this is also us being mindful of the fact that the Islanders, not a great team, right? So you can't put too much into one outburst here. Like this, whatever. Patrick, like, we'll save Patrick. Nah, I have to say it. Patrick was post-game, quote, after a 7-1?
7-1,
right?
Yes.
We did some good stuff.
Yeah.
What?
Duffer, I saw him leaving the rink, and it wasn't looking like a coach that was upset about this game. It was looking like a coach that, oh, thank goodness the Christmas break is here. Like, that's what it felt like. And I'm like, wow. Like, I know that if Lindy or Torts or Peter Laviolette, I'm pretty sure Peter Laviolette leaving, you know, this back-to-back losses against the New Jersey Devils did not go out to his car with a big smile on his face and like, all right, have a good Christmas, everybody. Like, I'm sure he was, like, angry and ticked off about what happened. So, yeah, it cannot be just one thing. Look, the Sabres went 13 games without a win. That's a lot. That puts you in the position of, you know what? The season is hanging the balance right now. Like, if you just play 500 hockey for the next month and a half, you won't have enough games left to get you back into the mix. So it has to be now. How do you get back in the race slowly now is with Thompson and Tuck being your leaders. Dahlin doing what he did against the Islanders. 4 assists. But it was more than that. I felt like there was a confidence and a aggressive nature to Rasmus Dahlin's game. That's what needs to happen. And it has to happen from all your top guys. If you want to be consistently winning, that's who needs to step up.
Did you FaceTime with the legend Gilbert Perreault?
I did not.
Were you, cri- Were you Christmas caroling with him over FaceTime? Is that what caused the voice loss?
Well, you know what? I do like a good Christmas song, and we talked about it on Tuesday. But no, I did not sing. You know what I didn't do is I didn't drink enough water. And now I have it with me. I need to continue to drink more water.
There is a water company out there that needs to use that last soundbite as a promo.
You don't drink enough water. That's what's going to happen to you.
That's unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Well, trust me when I say
but
I feel
you. But we have
tomorrow
nights off, so
condition.
I don't have to really like get working until Sunday. So that's good.
What a weekend ahead. Like, you and I are off to St. Louis, which can only mean one thing. Our studio is occupied. The Bills, home, Sunday, right? Like, this is...
Yeah, against the Jets.
This is, you know, exciting, obviously. And banner raising from the Bandits standpoint on Saturday night at KeyBank. Like, I'm loving this, so...
I actually had some friends coming in from Montreal, Duffer. They're coming in for a sports weekend where they're taking in the Sabres Friday, the Bandits Saturday, and the Bills on Sunday. It's a Buffalo sports weekend, and I feel like that would be an unbelievable Christmas present to give yourself, right? Because like that's, you know, three different sporting events, three different types of atmosphere, three different sports. Like, it just, that would be an amazing self-Christmas gift.
I don't really want to put you on the spot, but like, I really want to put you on the spot.
Oh, go for it.
So, do you have a best friend in hockey?
Yeah, I would think that, like, I grew up, well, I was very, very tight with JP Dumont for quite a bit. So I would say, like, he'd probably be my best friend in hockey. He may not say the same thing about me, but that's okay. He's still going to get the label. You're my best friend.
I love that. Now I've been reminded, obviously outside of this present company, given that we spend an inordinate amount of time together. Oh no.
Yes.
Have I frozen?
No, I'm, you're good. You're still, the audio's still there. The audio's still there.
This is life on the road. Oh, so you're going to catch nice Frozen images. It's like a new Disney production or something of Frozen.
Yes.
So, no, I was reminded both before the Christmas break and on my drive back today. Like, Billy Jaffe has been one of like the best people in my life. And he just has this incredible knack of knowing when to call and to boost my spirit. So, it made me think of all the people you know in hockey and, you know, kind of how often that ever pops into your head. Like, wow, like, I'm super grateful to have that person in my life because of what we do. And
you
I got to know
texted
Billy
me
really
that
well.
Was unexpected. And it's the same thing as John Blue. People are going to say, like, John Blue, like, who's John Blue? John Blue, the goalie, Boston Bruins legend, John Blue, but also came in. When I first came in as an 18-year-old, it was me and John Blue at Christmas time. And, you know, we're talking about almost 30 years ago. And once in a while, out of the blue, no pun intended, John will text me, Merry Christmas, how you doing? And I got a nice text from John Blue yesterday. That was awesome.
Yeah. Breaking news, Jeff? Is that what I'm led to believe?
Yes.
Todd McClellan is taking over in Detroit, as Derek Lalonde is out. So that's a tough one for the newsy cycle on this day. And
was there a roster freeze on coaches until today? Like,
this will be the next discussion during the Coaches Association meeting.
Like,
protect
you could have done that like before or after?
Yeah, I know. Well, what's your preference, before or after?
Probably like, after.
This is a very fair question, right? Like,
depends what you celebrate. Like, Hanukkah started last night, right? Like,
this
I mean,
is very true.
If
this
you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or something, it's different. You're like, hey, this is the start of my celebration here. Like, I don't want to get fired.
Okay, well, this is relevant. Obviously, Detroit's very much in the same position as Buffalo right now.
Yep.
You know, and 2 points ahead, having played one fewer game.
It's also not just Derek Lalonde, Duffer. The Red Wings release is that an associate coach Bob Bugner, former Sabres, double B, Bo Byram, Brad Brown, Bob Bugner. They all are in the double B category, but they both have been relieved of their coaching duties. Todd McLellan is coming in, and the Red Wings also have hired Trent Yawney as an assistant coach.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Wow. So Trent, of course, also, like Todd, has a lot of experience in the NHL.
Yes.
Head coach, assistant coach, defense, originally, obviously, in a very long career. Like, when you think of the Wings, what needs tweaking the most? It's got to be the offense, no?
It has to be the offense. I feel like goaltending when Kevin Talbot has been good, and really, Husso's had some moments. Defensively, They've got like Ben Sherratt and Jeff Petrie and Mo Sider, and I think they're fine offensively. They've not performed well offensively, but they just have looked like a lost group the last couple of years. And Derek Lalonde came in as a Stanley Cup winning assistant coach with John Cooper in the Tampa Bay Lightning. Steve Yzerman knew him well from the time back there. It never felt like Derek Lalonde got the group going the right direction.
However,
alleged,
Steve Yzerman has taken a lot of the heat this year for the roster construction,
yes,
which therefore put perhaps many ways to look at this, Derek Lalonde in a tough spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, over the last 2 years, when you look at Detroit, who did they bring in? They brought in guys like JT Compher and Andrew Kopp. And this summer, they brought in Tarasenko, and they re-signed Patrick Kane. And it's like, okay, where is Justin Hall? Where are you going with all of this? I think roster construction has been a huge part of the lack of success in Detroit. But it just felt like Derek Lalonde never really got himself going as a head coach with Detroit.
All right, we have a big game in the arena from a standpoint of continuing to spread holiday cheer and having a great impact on the community. It's tomorrow night. It's Buffalo hosting Chicago. And during this game, we have a guaranteed jackpot for our 50-50. It's a holiday raffle. The guaranteed jackpot is $71,600. And there's Bills and Sabres prizes. So like secondary prizing beyond the big pot. This is awesome. Sabres.com/50-50. Our 50-50 is presented by Northtown Automotive. And you can already get involved. Like, you know, I was going to say scan the QR code, but I don't think there's a QR code on the screen right now. But you can go to Sabres.com/5050. And of course, in arena tomorrow night, when you see the people selling the 50-50s, hop on board, support the holiday raffle, your city, your teams, your cause. There can only be one person who could actually expound upon this better. That's Rich Chereller, our director, VP of Community Relations. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Good, Duffer. How are you?
Well, I'm just hanging on every ounce of Wi-Fi and 5G I can get right now to prolong this show.
I'm hanging on every ounce of voice I still have left, Rich. So I don't know. This could be your show in 5 minutes. You may have to run solo here.
Okay. I'm ready.
I love it. What else do you need? Does our audience need to know about tomorrow? And the roots of this and the significance of it through our Bills Sabres community.
Yeah. The origin of the holiday raffle was, you know, our desire, you know, along with the Bills, to do more for the Give 716 charities. I mean, we had almost 600 last year participate in Give 716 back in July. And, you know, we wanted another touch point with them, you know, during a year, frankly, and the raffle's about halfway between now and the next Give 716 campaign. And we have the technology to allow them to raise money by selling 50-50 tickets for us. They'll essentially get our half, right? So if, you know, you sell a $100 ticket, 50 of it's going to go to the winner. Traditionally, 50, the other 50 would, you know, go to the Sabres Foundation. So we're giving that, our half of that, to the groups that sell it. And we can track their sales, and there's over 100 participating, you know, which is great. The pot's already up to 17,000, I think I looked this morning, and it's guaranteed to be 71,000, $600 come tomorrow night. So, no matter what, that's going to be, you know, the payout. But yeah, really just wanting to find another way to support these folks. End of the year is always important for nonprofits, right? They're trying to get their final fundraising push in. It's the holidays. It's a great time to give. I think there's a lot of individuals who want to give at the end of the year, and they have a chance to win a big pot of money too.
You talk about, you know, the 50-50 and not just being that this holiday jackpot is happening, but, you know, buying tickets online and what it does for the Sabres Foundation. Can you elaborate a little bit more as what you guys and the Sabres Foundation has been able to do over the last couple of years because of the online way of purchasing 50-50 and the jackpots going up and up? Like, I mean, it's regularly in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 at the arena and more. We've seen it over 100,000 many times.
Yeah, I mean, before online was an option, you know, a good night for us in arena would have been $25,000 jackpot, and now that's sort of the minimum. You know, so yeah. We're over $2 million a year raised. You know, half of that is given to the winners, but it's transformed our ability to raise money. And I think teams throughout North America and all the different sports that do this, it's, you know, fundraising events are hard and they've been done for years, and at times they feel a bit antiquated. And this is an easy way. It uses modern technology. You don't have to be at the game. Everybody's got their phone in their hand at all times anyways, right? So it's a nice way for people to get involved. They have a chance to win something, and you know, tomorrow night there's six prizes, right? So we'll have six different winners.
Yep.
But it's really transformed it. I can't think of another way that we could fundraise. And we're a lean staff. You know, some teams have bigger groups, you know, that work for their foundations. But it's allowed us to give back so much to the community. I think mostly the community center at 347 East Ferry, on the east side of Buffalo, which really became the home, you know, for Tops after the shooting. They sort of relocated, and we're giving away goods and food there on a daily basis for a few months. You know, and we've invested a ton in that for 10 years or more. And really without that, I don't know that they would have been capable of serving the community in that way, you know, at that horrible time. So, you know, we help a lot when it comes to kids, any, you know, kids charity, military, youth hockey, disabled sports organizations. You know, there's, as you guys know, there's hundreds that we help throughout the year, and there's probably 1,000 more we could.
So when you mentioned small-scale fundraisers, which is what a lot of these organizations do on a regular basis, one of the most uplifting moments of any small fundraiser is when they do their 50-50 and the winner says, keep it. So I'm hopeful. This is me planting the seed for whoever claims victory tomorrow night. Keep it. Wouldn't that be a treat?
It would be great. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of money, though.
Chris, listen, that's a lot of money. Somebody guaranteeing to get $35,000 and, well, the issue, and I don't want to, like, you know, rain on your parade. The issue is that the winner technically will have to pay some taxes on that. So you're like, hey, you know what? Keep it. Oh, crap. I have to pay taxes on this that I didn't claim, right? So there's definitely some.
Oh, you'd be making a donation. That would be offset, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Rich, I'm no tax guy, clearly.
I know. But anyway, yeah, I've done that in golf tournaments. And I actually did it in my own golf tournament where I won the 50. Figured that out. I won the 50-50 in my own golf tournament. I'm like, okay, I'm giving it back, right? The next day, my dad put the money in an envelope and left it in my car as I was going back home. So I didn't realize he had re-gifted it to me. I'm like, I don't want it. So then when he came back, we played back and forth like that for literally a couple of years of giving back the money, and he gave it to me and I gave it back. So we had a lot of fun with that.
I love it. Well,
Zephyr, I'll give you all the credit.
Yes. Well, here's hoping. Here's hoping. What else? What else? From a community relations standpoint, would you like to, you know, kind of send people off with here beyond tomorrow's holiday raffle, and just to be mindful of as we go into a new year in 2025?
Well, a little outside the community relations would be the captain's crew with Tuck and Darlene as part of our Learn to Play program. There's still a few spots available, and it's Learn to Play, for those who don't know, it's our entry to hockey program. All teams run it, kids 4 to 9. It's a wonderful program. It's $225. You get head to toe equipment. Six weeks of great instruction. Pat Coletta, our friend, is, you know, our alumni ambassador, and Patty does a great job on the ice. But Darlene and Tuck this year have joined the party, and they each have their own respective charitable foundation. Rasmus just started his earlier this year. And, for an additional $100, you can become part of the Sabres captain's crew, which gives you a few, you know, benefits, some goodies. But the big one is a chance to go on the ice with Tuck and Darlene. At some point, we got to find a date here in the next few months. But some point this season, and get a chance to learn from them. And that's a great one. It's new. There aren't many players in around the NHL that are as involved as these two are this year for us, and it's really helping us. We want more kids playing hockey. We want more families, you know, getting involved in the game, and it doesn't have to be a scary world. So we're excited to have those two guys, and would certainly encourage anybody, you know, for a last minute Christmas gift or a post Christmas gift, you know, sign up their son or daughter for that. It's a great opportunity.
Where did you get your Sabres shirt that you are wearing right now? Because I want one of them. It is pretty nice. If you're listening,
if you don't see the Sabres store, I'm going to be shocked.
It's like a Sabres black and red one, gray kind of crew neck. It's awesome.
This is right from our store. Yeah. I'm lazy. I don't go far to shop. You know, it's right downstairs. So, you know, we get a nice discount too. But yeah, this I got the start of the year.
So, okay, I got to make a trip in there because I got some stuff last year, but I haven't gotten in there this year yet. But I love that one. You may be seeing it on Sabres Live coming up in the next little bit here.
Yeah. Anytime I can help you with fashion, Marty, you let me know. And we do have just I know something close to you guys is the Road Crew event will be announced in a couple weeks. Fort Lauderdale at the Wharf.
Are we invited?
It's mandatory. Well, Marty's we're gonna have to charter a plane to get Marty there in time, but you know, we'll be announcing that soon coming up too, and that all benefits our foundation as well.
Awesome. Rich, best of the season to you. Thank you for this.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Rich Jureller, our VP of Community Relations, will continue organizational talk when we come back on Sabres Live. The holiday raffle is tomorrow. It's the Sabres and Hawks at KeyBank. We have a guaranteed jackpot of $71,000. $600 and Bills and Sabres prizes. Hit it up now, sabres.com/5050. We're back after this.